The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And Otto has been my co-host through the entire pandemic, and it's always wonderful to see Otto.
We've been having a good time, actually, John, despite
it's COVID. Wonderful. There's no question. Yeah, it's the truth. We've turned something negative into a positive. But within the whole concept of COVID, people have a lot of questions about things that need to be done legally. And to answer those questions today, we're very fortunate to have Marcus O'Toole with us. Marcus O'Toole is an elder law attorney with Genzer Kona on Long Island. And it's a law firm that has been rated as one of the best by U.S. News and World Report, which is always very important that there is some statistical backup. But the other thing is Marcus has done a lot of programs with me and has reached out to clients of mine, et cetera. And so one of the main reasons that Marcus is here is he's somebody I trust and I know he has the knowledge. So good morning, Marcus.
Good morning, John. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. I want to start this off very generically. Just giving a brief overview of what a senior should have in order at this point in time. We will deal with the COVID in a little bit. But right now, I mean, unfortunately, I know a lot of people don't have wills. They don't have a lot of things done. And that's with or without the situation that's befallen us. Just a simple list of a few things that somebody listening this morning says, Tony, did we ever do this? Oh, we should look into it.
Well, there's a few documents that, you know, every senior would want to make sure they have in place in case a crisis hits. So a power of attorney, a healthcare proxy, and a last will and testament are probably the most important, you know, especially important for a senior, you know, as they get older and maybe they get to a point where they need some help with finances. Having a power of attorney in place lets them appoint their spouse, appoint their children, appoint their best friend or niece or nephew, grandchild, whoever they want, who can step in and, you know, make sure bills are being paid, that their investments are being watched over, that the taxes are being done. And, you know, you're not signing away your rights to do things, but having someone who could just step in if it came to it, you know, if you got sick, if you just started to struggle with some things, or if you just wanted some help so you don't have to worry about, you know, if you forgot to pay a bill or something, having a power of attorney in place, you know, really makes sure that they can do that. And for healthcare decisions, you have a healthcare proxy, which says, okay, if my doctors feel I can't make my own medical decisions, whether it's sickness or what have you, I'm appointing this person, my spouse, my son, my daughter, my best friend, again, to be able to, you know, make those medical decisions for me, which is, you know, important in any time, especially in a crisis, whether it's COVID or someone fell, is in an accident, got sick, having those essential documents in place to appoint someone to make decisions for you is important for every senior. And then you know, a last will and testament is important to say, look, if a worst case happens, you pass away, to say, here's who I would want to inherit my assets and in what percentages. And we can certainly get in all sorts of, you know, ways you can arrange inheritance, but it's important to be able to choose, you know, to have what you want, not just the default. So those are, for every senior, those are the three things I would start with. There are a lot of other things to, in an estate plan, but that's what everybody needs, regardless of their situation.
Okay. And over the next hour, we're going to talk about different things and get a little bit more detailed. It's funny, within my business, which is the financial world, as of January, when somebody opens an account, we are required for them to give us the name of a trusted friend. Doesn't have to be a financial person, but somebody that if I sense this is not going right, and you're not listening to me, and you're making decisions that are a little bit wacky. I don't know if that's a professional term, that I can then turn around and call, you know, and maybe it's Marcus and say, Marcus, you know, so-and-so is trying to make choices and decision changes here with their investments. That doesn't make any sense, but they're not listening to me, which is important because all too often people don't plan. And I see it, and Marcus and I have done programs, and Otto's been on this radio with me for years, and we talk about that. People aren't planning. I have one specific question that actually was brought to me 2 days ago. So, and if it can't be answered, Marcus, don't answer it. But you have a married couple, okay? The husband dies, or it makes no difference. One of the partners dies. They both have individual credit cards. Is the spouse responsible for the credit card that's in the name of the partner who died?
So,
I mean, if you can't answer it, don't worry about that. You know, if it's too involved, you know.
So not directly, right? So spouses are not responsible for each other's debts unless you co-signed. And a lot of spouses, you know, they'll have joint credit cards. But if it's a single credit card, they'd only be responsible if they were inheriting some assets through the estate. And then, you know, anytime you inherit something from anyone, you have to pay off their debts before you get your inheritance, but you don't have to come out of pocket. You know, if you were going to, it's easier to illustrate with a child, but if you were inheriting $100,000 from a parent and that parent owed somebody $50,000, well, you have to pay the $50,000 first, then you get the other $50,000. There are some complications with spouses, certain exemptions and things, which, you know, I could spend a half hour talking about.
Right now, okay.
But generally, no. You would not have to pay off a spouse's credit card.
Okay. That way, I mean, somebody asked me the question, and I really didn't know the answer. Otto?
Yeah, I just want to go back a notch, all right? We understand that a lot of people do not plan. How about, what is the mental attitude or the emotional situation that has to be overcome to get the message across to people that they have to plan, whether they like the idea or not? You know, what thoughts do you have on that? Why don't I plan? What's my problem?
Well, some seniors are just concerned, you know, it could be the most basic thing that, you know, it's difficult to talk about infirmity or mortality or just not being, you know, declining over time. It's a difficult conversation to have, but, or, you know, just concerned about a loss of control. You know, you've a senior ward, they've worked their whole life. Maybe they made it through the Depression. They made it through a war, and they've built up, you know, assets. They've built up a system where they decide their own destiny. And it can be difficult for some to really come to grips with, look, age hits everyone and in different ways and in different manners. And it's better to have a plan in place. You're not giving up anything, right? You're just saying, okay, if I couldn't handle it, here's who I would want to handle it. Because if you don't choose, it might be chosen for you by a court, by guardianship, which is, you know, the worst of all worlds for the most part. So I think that having a comfort with an attorney, with the family, having a frank conversation is a way to overcome those difficulties, which are real and totally understandable for a senior. So one of my jobs, one of the things I try to do is talk through those concerns and see how we can alleviate some of them. And you know, adjust their documents and planning accordingly.
Well, I can hear what you're saying easily, because as you get older, which I am, you really don't want to look too far down the road, because the road is a lot shorter than it used to be. I always suggest to myself, frankly, and to other people, you got to take it one day at a time, stay in the moment. But at the same token, understand and realize that the road is going to come to an end somewhere along the line. And control is a word, I think, that there's a difference between, like, my kids and me, all right? They are concerned about my security. I'm concerned about me. Like, I'm not really old yet. I don't want to lose control over my life. And I can understand what you're saying. And that's a hard gap to fill without just having a conversation that's a comfortable conversation, not a dictation, like somebody, one of my kids telling me, this is what you're going to do. And I smell that in a lot of situations. You know, there are people who kind of boss their way with their father or their mother, who's been their father or their mother since they're born. But all of a sudden, the role switches and they become the child and the child becomes the parent. And, you know, I can understand that. But that's some situations. I think there are other situations where people just, like you pointed out, they're afraid to handle the fact that, you know, they're going to have problems someday. And what do we do about it? How do we protect our assets? How do we protect our family from losing the assets? It's a difficult conversation. I've had them with a lot of friends of mine, some of whom do not have wills or anything, frankly, and they don't want to address the problem. I think there are some people it's just not going to happen. You're never going to have it. They're not going to address the problem, and that's the way it is. But anyhow, I'm going off a little bit here.
But that's 100% fine, Otto, because, you know, Peter and I do it a lot of times. And Marcus said choice. We use the sentence, no choice is a choice. And then when we're talking to people, we try to bring up examples of a family that didn't make a decision. And now one kid isn't talking to the other because everybody knew that he wanted the car, which is an antique, but they wound up selling it to split the, whatever it is. But until the person, and your question or your conversation is so spot on, I don't know. And Marcus, we're going to throw it back to you. What is the wake-up call when you feel people wind up coming into you? Because we do seminars. And as a percentage of the people who come into us after the seminar, it's not a lot. When we're remembered is when one of them dies. And that's a shame, because in one extreme, it's a little late. But that's when we get a phone call. We came to your thing a year ago, and my mom just died or my father died, and they need help. Can we make an appointment?
We want to make a will.
Well, you know, it's the truth. So they want to try to do something, you know, after the fact. But then there's a mess, you know. And Marcus, you have to see that a lot.
I think that there's a lot of trigger points where people start thinking about these things. A death of a family member is a real prompt. Often, I mean, at least if you have a widow, it's not too late to help plan for her. But it could be a relative, a parent, someone fell and was, you know, you have a parent who maybe they fell at home. They went to to rehab, and the family got a wake up call, say, okay, well, what if it got worse? Or what if it happened again? You know, we didn't really have everything planned properly. And we were scrambling all over the place because we didn't have the plan in place. We didn't have all the important papers together. So it kind of prompts people, hey, we should have this buttoned up, right? And have a plan in place so that if something happens to the future, or something happens to mom this time, that, you know, we'll at least have that in place.
Okay, I think that we're gonna have to take a break right now. You're listening to the Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.